You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers. From across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on Tam Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tam Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Tam Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Friday night. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your co-host, the lovely and talented Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action, ladies. I'm back. You're on.
Oh, Peter, we missed you. Oh, my God, we missed you. We're
missed
so
you
glad
too.
To have you back.
Good. I'm glad to be back.
I know.
Don't leave again.
I'll try not to. No more Buccaneer games, ladies, on Friday nights, as far as I know. So
okay.
Good to go.
If everybody's driving to the beach or home and you're on your Friday night, we have a packed house with film directors, actors. It is going to be so powerful.
Yay.
And Niecy, tell them about your company real quick.
Oh, okay. I have an internet radio show, and it is called The Inner Sanctum, and it is on live365.com 24/7. If you are a new artist, you want to get your music heard, please send an email to dreammaster425@yahoo.com, and we'll take a listen to your music, and if it fits the bill, listen for it on our station.
That's right. And before we start, I want to thank Mr. Paul Murray, photographer of the stars and major artist. And he was my producer as well for many years and still is. He's in Atlanta. We want to kick off a new artist, and I want to introduce you. He sent me her today, and you are?
Hi, I'm Gia Yee.
Yes.
And, thank you so much. And thank you, Paul, too, for sending me over to Dawn. I'm so excited to be here as well.
So what song are we going to play?
We're going to start with Yo Rasta, which
All right.
is actually a song which featured my co-producer.
All right. Let's hit it, Peter.
All right,
we're
here
ready.
We go. Here we go.
All right.
Ooh.
Your dread.
mark upon the very start. You left your tread mark on me, broken heart.
Listen, you know you, I said,
you left your tread mark that far into me head. You left your tread mark deep that scene of sand. You lit a spark in me.
I feel like you fight a car, you do a city, not a little bird.
And left your mark on me.
Sign our seal, it's a love in that deliver with the tag.
You lit a spark in me.
Like the punk friend that struck me, I go glide on your fret. No rain, no fall, chin chin, yes, till you wet. Go, 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 go and hold tight, cause I saw the weather set. The heights of great man were rich and kept. Time through the night, come back with sweet and sweat. You're the check, in my reggae, I'm your dub, play it brown. You're loving a kick down the gate like the master monk of Charlotte.
Back, and I have a super surprise for you.
I love that.
It's amazing.
So it is. It's so
cool. I just want to listen to it all the way home,
yeah,
and I'm going to.
You can just hang out and just chill and just drive.
I know. I was just saying,
really good driving music.
I felt like I was in Vegas at the Venetia or the Golden Nugget or the Mirage, and you were amazing. And I do have a SAG agent for you as well, so we're going to talk about that. And me and you and Issa are going to meet up this week.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it. And
awesome.
I'm so glad you like my music.
We love your music.
Yes,
and didn't Greg just tell you that he wants you in his film or something? So, Peter, that's another Hollywood connection.
It is, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. Very nice. As always.
There we go. Yay. Well, we are back, and we thank you so much. And Nisi, you want to kick it off and ask who's all here, because our major producer is...
Oh, my God, we have a full house today. Okay, so we're going to start with... Who are we starting with?
Chuck Durbin.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
We're so glad to have you here.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, cool. Okay, so next to Chuck, we have... Is that Ron over there?
Russ Isles.
That's Russ.
How could you ever forget that name?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I knew it was
That's
a R.
Okay. You're okay.
But he is such a sweetheart. I love
thank
him.
You, thank you, thank
this
you.
Is such a,
thank
and
you.
And we David. Have next to Russ...
David Vogel.
Hi, David. I've seen, you know, David had this exhibit at one of the art shows and at the Hillsboro. Was it Hillsboro?
I'm not an artist.
No, it was some kind of program that you had going on with, it was a Hillsboro art show, but there was a particular exhibit. Were you part of that or
I
no?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to, we're going to
well,
have
David
to
has,
again.
He looks like, who do they say you look like?
Dennis Franz.
Exactly.
Yeah, NYPD
he does.
Blue.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Sipowicz. I've been Cold Wars, but Sipowicz.
Okay.
And I answered to everything, by the way.
Bring the microphone closer to you. That
yeah.
would be good.
And then next to me, we have Rhonda Woodard. And was it yesterday? Yesterday was your birthday?
Yes.
Yesterday was Rhonda's birthday.
Happy
well,
birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday
in the
to
corner,
you.
We have Miss EJ.
Oh, hi, guys.
She's waving. Hi, guys.
Hey, EJ.
She is so adorable.
So you know what we're really excited about, Nisi? Every third Thursday, we're going to have auditions over at EJ's place in Palm Harbor. And
yes.
She's doing headshots
yes.
for only...
Second Thursday.
Every Thursday
of the month.
Yes.
Oh, exactly. Of the
yes.
month. September 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can call 727-871-7788. In the meantime, I want to come back to Chuck over here, and we're going to talk about some things with your movie. Tell us about your movie. That's why you're here with your actors. Chuck.
Here we go.
We're sharing today. We're sharing.
Microphones.
Definitely.
Basically, it was a script I wrote. We've been working on it for over a year, and We have about 25% of it shot.
Okay.
Okay. And we aren't rushing through it. We want to make sure that, you know, even though after it's filmed, we're going to have to go into post-production and with the effects and things. That'll be another 3 or 4 months. And pretty much we're shooting it everything in 4K.
Okay.
And one of the things is it started out as a short. And we were doing short in 1080p,
mm-hmm.
and we almost had it done, and then we decided to buy a new camera. And then we started looking at the video between the 1080p and the 4K, and not to get too technical, and it was like, this is, we just felt like we wanted to start all over. So pretty much about November of last year, we started shooting again and doing script reads and things like that. And
now, are you, because you have some actors here that are amazing, and can you tell us, can we take the microphone, how did you meet this amazing producer, and do you remember auditioning for him, and what did you have to do?
Actually, no, I didn't audition for him. I received a phone call from him asking me to be in this film along with Mr. David Vogel here. And he told me, what he was asking me who he wanted me to play, and so on and so forth. And everything just rocked from the beginning, and you know, and so forth. And I really loved the idea. And I just, when he had told me about David Vogel, bingo, boom, you know, I knew it was a great, it was going to be a great film from the beginning. So it's all about with the writer, director, and everybody collaborating with the actors and so forth. You get your table read, everybody rehearses, and the more you rehearse, the more we fall into character with the scenes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, you got to kind of be right with your actors, and they have to know what they're doing. Because if they don't know what they're doing, you know, they just don't understand things and so on and so forth. But everything's been going really, really good. There's been a real good commitment on a bunch of the great actors. And then, as I said, when we get on set, it's just wonderful. It's a great piece of work, and it's a fabulous, absolutely fabulous script that Chuck Durbin has written. Yes.
That's amazing. And do you have an agent or a manager?
I'm independent, miss.
Wow.
Well, I do have a question, because, and maybe it's, I'm excited about being here tonight with you guys.
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah.
So tell me the name of the movie, and can you tell me a little bit? I mean, are you guys at liberty to tell us a little bit what it's about?
Yeah, without giving any spoilers. Yeah, it's called Time Out of Time.
Okay.
Okay, there were other titles before, but then we did some backgrounds and we said this was a clean title.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, it's based on a professor inventing a time traveling device.
Okay.
And Mr. Vogel, who's not only the CIA agent in the past, he's also a mobster in the future.
Oh, okay. And that so fits him.
Yeah.
That so fits him.
He's so good. Equally well.
Okay.
He's great.
Man. So, David Ross.
But now, without giving away a lot of spoilers and things like that, basically, we got the mobster and his group chasing him. And then we got the CIA agents from 1999 chasing him in the other direction.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so at the beginning, what year are we talking?
Well, it's 2107.
It's 2107. And yes. So he goes back to 1999?
At first, he goes back to 2020.
Okay.
Okay. And then the CIA agents who have been tracking him down through their own time travel device, in which he doesn't know he already invented already back in 2007.
Okay.
Again, I'm giving away too many spoilers.
Okay, that almost seems like...
It starts in 1947.
Well,
we changed the date. We moved the dates up.
Oh, boy.
Last script.
Because I'll be the only baby with a kid.
The only reason why is we were looking into props from like the 1930s and 1940s.
Okay, okay.
And they were, because our budget is limited.
Yes.
We didn't, we were looking at a phone, an old phone, an old dial phone. It was $150.
Wow.
Which isn't crazy. I mean,
if you have a budget, you know, to.
Okay. So it just seems like at that particular time, everybody will have a time travel machine. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah,
that would be really cool.
Yeah, it would be. Yes. And so, but none of these guys are great. David and Russ, you know, play the CIA agents. And in the future, Russ actually plays his bodyguard.
So,
I love it.
That's so much fun. Okay. So I know people are asking us, are you going to be doing more films? Can they send you headshots? Where can they send over if you're going to do future films? I mean, there's a lot of comments on here on Facebook.
List of scripts. I have about 4 scripts that are halfway done.
Okay, so me and Dawn, we can be a part in that. We can be part of the movie. It's a short film. I can do it short.
Well, I'm 5'4", so short is good. No, that's really cool. But, you know, behind the scenes are really important. That's what I like to do with my reporters.
Yes.
And I do have 2 of them from Texas that are on that want to say hello to you.
Okay.
And some of the actors here, because they're starting out and they want some good advice. And we're excited because they're going to actually cover a film festival coming up.
Oh, cool.
So are they there? Do we have Lisa and Jordan, are you there from Texas? Yes? Peter? Yes, I'm live on the air. Jordan or Lisa?
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
How are
so
you?
We have a film director here, and you're an actress, and both of you are. What would you like to ask the film director that's here from Texas? And tell them where you're calling in from Texas as well. Are you ready with a question?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. This must be Lisa, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Lisa. She has her own YouTube, and this woman is amazing. I'll tell you. Where in Texas are you again?
We live in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
and right
really?
Now we're actually traveling to 4 days, so that we're going to go to the beach.
Oh, wow.
And,
Yeah, and actually, if I have any film directors out there and any contacts, please let me know so they can interview them as well. That would be super cool.
Logan Moore.
Yes.
I did a movie with him. He lives out there.
Way cool.
And he runs his own,
David's got somebody for you. We're going to hook you up with David. He's pretty cool about that. And David, what was that real quick? Here, you have to talk into the microphone.
Oh.
There we go.
We're just so excited.
His name is Hilton Moore, and he also runs a gathering where all directors and actors meet and do films and stuff like that. And he's also a producer.
And that's in Austin?
Not San Antonio. I think more from Austin to Dallas. I don't know which one.
Okay, they can do that.
So we'll work that out.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lisa, action, 3, 2, 1, you're on and reporting for.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm reporting for Hollywood Connections, and I just wanted to ask everybody how is their day today? It's Friday, it's a good day.
Okay, we're gonna take 2. We're gonna have a great weekend. We only have a half hour show, so you're gonna ask. You're an actress, and this is why I'm putting you on the red carpet. And you got a film director right next to me, and all you're gonna do is ask him about your career. Any questions that come to mind? What he casts for? What he does? Okay, so I'm gonna do this again. Take 2. Action. 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Lisa. Hi, I just had some questions. I just wanted to ask. So what gave you your start? Why did you want to write this script? Why did you want to film movies? What gave you the passion to start this career?
I call it the bug. it's like something that just kind of grabs you and gives you that passion. I mean, I've been an artist. I've been
guitarist.
You play guitar.
You know, I play guitar.
Where's your guitar? You should have brought it.
Oh, I'm not that great of a guitar player. I'm better at filmmaking. But my son and I both do this. We not only film the movie, but we also edit the movie as well. And when people audition for me, I usually, to have a bad audition, I will work with them, you know, and it's mostly the scheduling. If their schedule is available, you know, I will try to at least give them the part if there's a part available, you know.
Real quick, also, Lisa, how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
15, and she's tall, and she's got that runway look. Yeah. Any advice to her as an actress, anybody? Can we go around the table and give her?
Chuck is very good. He also, you know, told me before jumping on board that, you know, the script isn't in stone. It's not written in stone, which means you take the script, take your dialogue, and make it your own, basically. So, you know,
turn your radio off, sweetie.
Beautiful on set. Here you go, David.
Okay, I got my own.
Yes.
What I would recommend is that you go find out if there's a group that has for actors and directors to meet each other. Like we over here, we have the Tampa Bay Film Society and stuff like that. Put in your time. You're going to do a lot of movies that you don't make anything. But you do learn where to go get your headshots cheap. You do learn where to get acting classes cheap and stuff like that. And go to all these different things that you see that the movie people are putting out when they have, like we have a thing here where we have a bunch of shorts. Each one is 15 minutes long once a month. This is where all the directors are there. You're going to see 9 directors. So right away, you're meeting people. Mm-hmm. Just get out of the house and meet people. That's my thing. Well, I'm a veteran of this. I just got my 115th role in a movie.
Wow.
And
that's amazing. Also, you know, I have a question for everybody, and this came in yesterday.
Okay.
A lady that called me, she had paid a lot of money to go to these conventions and trade shows, and she didn't get anything, of course, you know. And I told her, I said, get into the film festivals and volunteer. Get into what you just said locally about what's happening in the area. Always a film commissioner, you can call and find out what's in the area as well. And I said, you know, get out there and network, you know. And that's the major thing. People wait for them to be discovered. Any advice about, you know, I mean, I can tell you, competition is good for your soul. But, you know, when they've spent over, I would say, $10,000 for different conventions and things, any advice to them that anybody can give?
Yeah, save your money.
Well, I do have, before they answer that, I do have a question. You said earlier about doing a bad audition. What do you consider to be a bad audition?
If they're reading it, okay, it's like the, you know, like, you know, WTAN numbers call locally, you know, something like that. Okay.
Like more their reading, not acting and motions.
It should go like this: WTAN.
Here we go, baby. And I let the guys said. Now some scriptwriters don't like this, but I'm like, this is the script. Whatever the line is, you make it your own. If you can say it easier in some way, and I'll give them a chance to say it again and stuff like that.
Okay.
I
got
work with it.
Yeah,
okay.
Also, Rhonda.
Rhonda.
Yes.
Rhonda. Hi. Yes, I was watching something the other day, and it was all about the mindset of an actor. You have to love it. You have to love what you do. You have to focus on that and that only and just be the best that you can be and be real. You can't have all this stuff in your mind making you think you can't do it. I had an actor the other day. It was Zachary. I forgot his last name. Anyway, he's awesome. Yes, Zachary Vasquez. He was nervous about an audition, and I said, you've got this. You're good. You're awesome. You've got this. Don't worry about it. Just go in with that kind of attitude, and you'll get it. Like, I've done HSN. It took me, it's years now, but the first time it was like 11 tries before I got my first one. And I tell people, don't give up. And it was kind of a good compliment when I would go. They'd say, oh, no, your skin's too good, or you can't do this. You look too young. And I'm like, what? But then I was like, yeah, that's a good compliment, but I want to make money.
Right.
So you just got to keep trying with anything you do, whatever it is, and have a passion.
Will you be doing more films as well? And, you know, where can people send? They're still asking.
Basically, we're going to be finishing up this film by the end of the year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, we'll probably be doing some script reads, maybe like in March or April, you know, for the next movie to start filming that while we're editing this movie.
Well, that would be great because a lot of people we've had, as you know, that we bring film directors to the show and we do live readings. So, you know, live, not psychic readings, no. No. I am a Christian. And
in my little crystal ball.
No. I'm a Christian, but here's the thing.
In your future.
Hold on. Hey, wait a minute. Did you see what David Hefner put on Facebook, on my Facebook? There's a Bible that's leaking oil.
I saw that.
Out of Georgia, and he just covered it. And we're going to get David on pretty soon.
The Bible was leaking oil.
It's oil, yeah. I mean, it's pretty phenomenal.
Scary.
It's really, the blessings are coming in. But anyway, so what I was talking about is we could do a live broadcast here and have the actors come in and read for you.
Oh, yeah, we could do that, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, we'll do that maybe like in April or May or something.
Yeah, because you know, we are also on 24 Flicks TV. That's coming up. VH2.TV is launching us coming up in October, as well as we've got the Life Vision Christian TV.
Yes.
So, Lisa.
We're just blowing up all over the place.
So, Lisa, get your footage ready because you're going to have that hour show on these networks as well under my show.
That's awesome.
All righty.
Lisa, most of all, be confident when you go on an audition. Say, it's my job to lose. I got it. And you will see the difference in the people that you're auditioning for.
Exactly. And sometimes I went in one time and I thought, oh, I'm not going to get this. And I looked the part, but I looked like the young teenager with the ponytails. And they said, you got the part, for it was Bailey Pinball Machine at the time. And because I looked the part, I walked out and I didn't think I got it, you know, but I got it because when you look the part and you walk in, of course, it's important.
You walk in and own it. Like you own it and you've got the part, then you will get it. That's the whole key. Going in like you're going to get the part and you have it and they see it. And they feel you when you walk in. They feel that energy. And you feel their energy. And if it's got to be good or you're not.
Well, you're such a lady of connections as well. I say this not just Hollywood connections. It's Hollywood connections because God is just giving me people and helping us out with me and Niecy. And, you know, I can't do the show without Niecy and everybody helping them as well. So I want to thank you.
Thank you for helping me.
Oh, I definitely. Yeah, it's all connections.
Lisa, thank you for calling in. I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to do another live feed with you. And God bless and say hi to Jordan for you and your mom.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Dawn. I love talking to you.
Us too. We got some exciting things. You got that film festival right around the corner. All righty, Lisa.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
So that's what I do with reporters. And Peter, we're going to change some seats around. So let's play that Beyonce song. And I think this kind of goes with the day. So we'll be right back. Enjoy.
There we go.
I'm Eric Zulli, one of the top 10 social media influencers in the world. Are you looking to expand your brand, increase your reach, boost your business? Are you tired of not getting results? Well, check out Easy Way Promotions, powered by EasyWayNetwork.com. Call 877-399-2929 or text letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y to the number 55678. We'd be glad to welcome you to our Easy Way family.
Well, actually, we have one right now for $4,000.
Welcome back to Hollywood Connections with your host, Don Reese and Niecy P.
Yeah, you're here. So we have 9-10 people in the studio today. And amazing.
Awesome.
I also want to give a shout out. If you are going on a cruise or you have a pageant cruise or somebody, I also am with Expedia Cruise Ships of Tampa. And please call me at 727-871-7788. And please go to my Facebook, Don Reese. You can't miss me on there. And usually I'm with there's a picture of Richard Dreyfuss and I think, up there now. So, which is super cool. And we're having so much fun here.
Yay.
I know. So, Niecy, do you want to introduce the two other guests that just sat down with us?
We have Ivan. Did I get this right?
Wait, if you saw what Denise is doing.
I am just throwing, I have business cards everywhere. This is just so exciting. I mean, it's like totally, we are Hollywood Connections, you know, and I'm just making so many connections. This is just awesome.
That's what it's about.
Okay, so I have Ivan, John, Patrick. Did I say that correctly?
There's a mic.
And
yes, you are right.
Thank you. Okay, so Don, you have to do the next one.
Yes, and introduce yourself.
I am Seth Sosler.
Hi, Seth. We're sharing headsets today,
yes,
so
we
it's
kind
of like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So in the meantime, let's go back to Chuck here. And Chuck, introduce them and tell what they do and their part of the movie as well.
We got it.
Okay, I got Ivan, Seth, and Cynthia over here. And basically, Ivan's my assistant director, and he's helping us put it together. You know, with me and my son John, who's our cameraman and editor. And then Seth not only is one of our actors, but he also is our song guy when he's not acting.
Wow.
So,
you know, I have a question. How did you start out as an assistant director? Is that your background? Is that something that you've been doing for a long time? You want to take the microphone? We're also live on the air, everybody. 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections. And
the fact that I'm a young man, my story goes back all the way back to 1960. When The Rifleman with Johnny Crawford started out.
I remember that.
Really?
And
remember that?
I remember that, and that's bad because I'm telling my age.
Back then, okay, I was Johnny Crawford. So during summer break, I went to Hollywood. I told my parents, I said, look, I want to be an actor.
Okay.
I had just come to America, 1959.
From where?
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Wow.
A dictatorship country that was being overthrown, and the president went to Cuba, and all hell was breaking loose everywhere. So kind of life for me has been a challenging one because I've been growing through the system in there. Then Vietnam came.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, instead of being an actor, I am in the Vietnam War. Yay! So historically, I've been back and forth, back and forth.
Okay.
Throughout my life, basically, I decided that I was just going to pursue in the background acting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So during school, I was also a actor doing theater things in here.
Okay.
As an adult, I was also in the theater portions in here. And so through my work through the government in here, basically, I decided that I was going to just retire and then help out other people in here. So when I started my trip down this road, basically I call it OJT, on-the-job training in here.
Okay.
I started as a production assistant, and I helped people basically do script supervising things in here, and this, and this, and this, and this. And so for 2-3 years in here, basically I just lifted everybody up while helping them grow.
Wow.
Again, mind you, I'm 73 years old. I'm sorry, 19 years old. I'm 19 years old, and when I'm 19 years old, basically, you've got to sit here and educate some people in here.
Yeah. Wait, I'm going to say, you are not your age. Because what is your secret? My God has so blessed you. What is it?
I tell people, you cannot hold the stress in. If
Thank you
hold stress, stress
is
a
so
killer.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys hear that? Trust me, it works.
It works. Believe me. Okay.
Let it out.
I talk to kids in here. My wife's nephew, 20 mm-hmm. years old, okay, died stress. Okay,
oh, wow,
brain aneurysm in here. So kind of when you look at it, my young brother, okay, 40 years old, died of Agent Orange stress. Okay, my 64 year old brother died stress, cigarette smoking, dun 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 dun. You know, all kinds of connections. My father never lived past 65. So.
Yeah,
my mother now is 100, so kind of when you look at it,
awesome.
Historically, I've had challenges, okay?
Yeah.
But the thing is, I try to educate folks through mechanics, through digital teachings in here.
Okay. Yeah, actually, he just showed me how to do, again, the sideways, but I had to put a settings on my, yes, yeah, so, yeah,
phone.
Thank you, my phone.
He's good with
that. Oh, mine always tells me to turn it the other
He'll
way.
Show
so
you.
You guys have to show me that. You know, and as far, I just wanted to say, as far as stress is concerned, if you give everything over to God,
Amen.
It's a done deal.
Amen.
You know, it's
Amen.
A done
Amen.
Deal.
Amen.
Give your words
He's
to
got
God.
You sitting there for a reason, my dear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, he
give
does.
Your words to God.
Amen.
And that's kind of my long story to make it, you know,
yeah.
very simple in here. I help people out. I basically commit, have them commit themselves to their journey.
Right. Wow.
That's amazing.
Awesome. It is.
Also, let's go to our next actor here and introduce yourself, and we're going to switch the headsets over to him so he can hear us as well. Thank you so much. You are such a blessing and such a role model for so many out there. Godspeed ahead for what you're doing. And you are?
I'm Seth Soslow.
Yes.
And I read Chuck's script. Chuck is a mastermind. He was his script I love so much that I actually wanted to like. I said sign myself up. I'm ready, and he's as good. He's very good at getting all the people where they have to go and stuff like that.
You know, Seth actually worked on a production of. I have a friend of mine. He recently moved to Ohio. He's doing a trilogy called A Distant Thunder based on Abraham Lincoln's life.
Right.
And Seth was actually one of his actors. And so basically he still works with this gentleman. But
and don't forget, so do you.
Yeah, and
so do
too. That's true. So we both were helping this friend of mine, Bill Frost.
And you sound like it, not just a team, but you're also, it seems like it's a family here.
Yeah,
it's a family.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Family.
It's
yeah.
family quick.
And Bill's production, basically, I'm the director there. So for him, I'm his assistant. When he's not doing anything, then I'm directing. So we kind of share the work in here.
Wow.
At the same time, I'm a script supervisor. So multiple things.
Oh, yeah.
It's
exactly.
It's work. A lot of young kids in there, it's like, you're doing so much work in here? God, you know. You got to learn. You know, how do you learn something?
Pays off. You know, when you actually have a wonderful group of actors that I've been blessed with, you know, by us, you know, working together as like a team and like a family, you know, we can get a lot accomplished and we'll all benefit from it. It's not my movie. I tell them, it says it's our movie.
Can they see anything? Your website? Can you give your social media?
On IMDb, basically, we're listed under Time Out of Time in here. So if you were to go to IMDb and look up Time Out of Time in here, the link is there, and it provides who the characters are, who the people who are in the crew there. We're still updating because sometimes people change in here. So it's a working in progress at this point.
So do you guys have a trailer up just so we can have some kind of idea of what it looks like?
We're trying to piece some of those pieces together in here. The thing is, you have to sometimes get the best shots.
Right.
Because when we're trying to do scenes, sometimes they're basically part of the story in here. So you have to sometimes grab the right scene to do a trailer in here. It's like watching a Mission Impossible. You know.
Okay.
Well, Time Out of Time is not, you know.
We're some clips together. In 4K,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about a lot of storage. In rendering, I mean, it may take us, even though we built our computer,
okay,
you know, with the top, you know, computer parts we could buy, and it still takes about an hour and a half to do like a 10-minute video clip.
Wow.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
it's,
wow.
I mean, we'll set it in motion like the night before, mm-hmm. and hopefully without any problems, it'll be done in the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah. It's very time-consuming, and you have to be very good at editing and sound and engineering what you all do.
Oh, yeah, and then you incorporate the sound and things like that. And, you know, we're working right now, like, not only that, it's like trying to get the music for what we've done.
Okay.
Well, I want you to hear this. We're going to go to Quincy's music, Denise's husband. We're going to come back with another amazing actress to our left in just a minute. And if you need more music, of course.
Yes. We have more music. We're going to do, Quincy's doing Misty.
Yes.
I love this. Johnny Mathis. And he's a big Johnny Mathis fan. So you guys have to listen.
We're looking for singers because in the next 2 weeks, we're going to be doing all singers. Yay. Denise wants to change up.
Yes, I want to change up. Let's do music. We're going to do music.
We're looking for singers. So she texted me. I said, I'm on it. I'm working on it. All right, enjoy. We'll be right back. Okay. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Like us on Facebook.
I can only give you love that lasts forever and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never, never destroy. If you're wondering, I'm asking in return, dear, you'd be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's all.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming. He's working on that Christmas album. I know you're waiting for it, Dawn.
And we had Santa Claus here. We have the best Santa Claus in the world that is visiting Clearwater Beach, and he is already in a movie. He's already doing some things. And guess what? December 8th, I have an event coming up at Post Corner Pizza.
Oh.
I know. So we're doing the World's Tourism Pageant, five and up. And who's going to get the next title to go with me to Nashville? Let's see. Call me at 727-871-7788. I do want to shout out to the Tropics Boat Tour.
Okay.
Everybody over there in the crew, one of my reporters got to cover the dolphin cruise.
Oh, I bet you that was fun.
She had fun, yes. Okay. And then also the Clearwater Marina. She actually got to interview some of the people over there.
Oh.
And we are going to do a little tourism part on the show with the concierge part. And we do have a reporter that's calling from Michigan to ask some questions.
Oh, wow.
Carrie, are you there?
I am here, Miss Dawn.
We're going to save that other clip because it's going so fast. I know. Give your intro on reporting and ask somebody a question here.
All right. This is Carrie O'Gorman, your World Miss Tourism Lifetime Queen. And I am here with Mr. Vogel. If somebody could give him a microphone there, I'd like to ask him a question.
Okay. David, they want to ask you a question.
Okay, David.
Yes, I didn't hear.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Can you repeat the question so I can hear?
Yes, David. I saw a short that you did with Miss Dawn a couple of months ago.
Oh, I had such fun with Miss Dawn and her doing that short.
Oh, tell about the millionaire.
That was
the
short.
That was me.
And now I was wondering, the next time I come down to Florida, being that I live in Michigan, I do travel down there because I have family down there. And I was wondering if I could set up some time with you and maybe do a short.
Sure. Do you have a short, or you want Aunt Johnny to write the short like he did for Dawn and myself?
I would need somebody to write it for me because, you see, I'm not an actress. I just like to have fun.
Well, I'll call Aunt Johnny and see if what he has up his sleeve, if you fit in or I fit in, and we'll see what we can work out.
She wants to work with David.
But this was the first time I was a straight man. I am a stand-up comedian.
Well, I can have fun with that. Cool. I like to have fun. Comedy is
okay,
a good thing.
Okay, so real quick, Carrie, hold on the line. I know it is 8:52. It goes so fast. And we want to thank CoachTheWorld.com.
CoachTheWorld.com, Easy Way Network TV.
Yes.
And Eric, if I got that wrong, I'm so sorry.
She got it right.
Also, we have Life Vision TV, VH2 TV Network. Mm. And we have a new TV. We picked
24
up. 24 Flicks.
Yes.
We are so excited.
And guess what? There's an anti-bullying thing coming up that we're supposed to be at. Carrie's going to call next week in Vegas.
Perfect.
I'm getting an award.
Dawn's getting an award, you guys. This is so cool for the anti-bullying. This is so exciting.
So excited about
that.
Exciting. And then also the indie with Gerald Knowles. He is actually putting something in Vegas next year.
Okay.
So we want to get Quincy over there to sing, too.
Oh, perfect.
That would be good. So let's go around the room real quick. And any last words of anybody that would like to say anything? You've got like 7 minutes.
Well, one guy that we forgot to give thanks to is Randy Korn. He's our sound guy, and he's also a cinematographer, so he's with Crescent Wave Productions.
He was here last week with us.
He is so nice.
He basically works with a lot of us in here, and right now he's going to school, so he's kind of crunching to do stuff for school in here, so he kind of said, don't forget me while you're there.
Randy, we are not forgetting you.
Actually, I sent him to the agent as well. So if anybody does need a SIG agent, I have that under my show. I have all the paperwork. So if you want an extra agent, we've got one for you. So it's just a matter of you just following up, saying, hey, Dawn, make sure you send me an email.
Okay, but before we go, we have Cindy over here in the corner.
I know, we're waiting.
I know.
We keep forgetting her.
We're not going to forget her. Say hi, Cindy.
Hi, everybody. Very happy to be here on the show. Thank you for the invitation here. Well, I am very excited to be working in this production. And it's going to be a fun movie, let me tell you.
So how did you start out as an actress?
Well, it was very interesting. You know, I knew that I always wanted to become an actress ever since I was a little girl. And I end up in television. That was 17 years ago. There was a producer back in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He talked to a friend of mine and said, I'm looking for a girl for this type of TV show, and I want her to be this type of personality, and so forth and so forth.
Her dad played with Bob Dylan. She grew up with
Really?
Bob Dylan.
Yes.
She has a picture I mean, Bob Dylan's like Uncle Bob.
Really? He's like Uncle Bob, yes.
She has a picture of her when she's 6 years old on Bob Dylan's lap.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I have his song so engraved in my mind.
And I've been trying to get her on my lap, and I haven't been able to.
Oh, my God.
So are you from Minnesota originally?
A straight comedian's line.
I am originally from, it's a very interesting story because, see, my father, he moved to Mexico, and he met my mother. So I'm half Mexican, half Minnesotan, so I guess that's going to be making me like a Mexisotan kind of thing, you know?
Well, I lived in New Ulm when I was a kid, a little town in Minnesota.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, in Minnesota.
Minnesota, you betcha.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes people will ask me, do you have an accent of Latino, but I can hear some Minnesotan there? Yeah, you betcha.
Gotcha. Okay, go on.
So I started on television. That was 17 years ago. On a TV show for Latino Television Network called Que Pasa Amigos. It was bilingual. So I was very well known in the state of Minnesota. And in fact, I had the opportunity to work for Univision when Univision launched it over in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I moved to Florida and I met wonderful Chuck Durbin over here. He knew that I took formal training for acting. And which actually a friend of mine got me into it. He got a role in Queen of the South that is right now with Alice Braga.
Nice.
So yeah, he got me into acting classes here in Clearwater, Florida. So Chuck knew about it. Actually, we met in our day job, so we will see each other every day. And he knew my personality,
he knew my
background, he invited me.
Well, you know what? I know it's 2 minutes. It goes so fast. That's why we're adding more reporters, more hours to the show. Everybody, we're going to go around. Give your social media as quick as you can so everyone can write it down. They'll actually watch this shortly as well. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Cindy Keegan. That will be on my media.
And spell that for everybody?
Yes, CindyKeegan.
Is that with Facebook?
Facebook.
David Vogel, VOGEL.
Facebook, Twitter?
Facebook and no, Twitter.
Okay, just Facebook.
Facebook, Russ Isles, RussIsles. Twitter, Kingdom Actor. Instagram, actor Russ Isles.
All right, keep going.
All right, Seth Soslow, Sossellau, on Facebook and Twitter.
Ivan Petrick, Petric, on Facebook. And you look me up, I'm a friend of everybody.
Chuck Durbin, Durbin, and I'm on Facebook and Twitter at CDurbin2.
Awesome. And Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda Woodward on Facebook, and I think Instagram it's R. Woodward. I'm trying to remember what
I think it is.
Is.
Yeah. And also, we got everybody. Ocado Images. Every second Thursday of the month, we're having auditions. You need headshots. You can't work without them. $45. Get in touch with the station here. We'll get in touch with you. And Peter, yes. Peter.
Yes, absolutely. Tune in to the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio yes. on Saturday afternoons. It's called the Sports Web. Why do we call it the Evolution? Because we give you your own walk-in music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. On the Tan Talk Sports Network from 3 to 6, I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
And I think he just tried to audition for you.
Yes, he did. And so we are so
I'm John
glad.
Reese. Let's hit it with that music. Lights, action, Beyonce.
Okay, wait. Before you guys go, please keep the John McCain family and Aretha Franklin families in prayer.
Yes, we've seen that all day. You bet.
Amen.
God bless. Remember, give it to him and watch things happen.
Smooches.
There's your code. Inside you.